Dav Shin Ein Ches. Shoyfte v'shoytrim titan lecha b'chol sharecha. Asher Adonai Elohecha noisim lecha l'shmotecha. Shoftu esaham mishpat tzedek. Toira toisha parsha shoyftim. Shoyftim v'shoytrim titan lecha b'chol sharecha. The mitzvah of minui shoyftim. The Rechaim HaKadosh says that the mitzvah of Shoyftim is Shoyftim is Samach to the mitzvah in the end of the parasha of Kisei Re'ei. That we ended off Re'ei with the union of Sholo Yishpa'om Bashoni Re'ei called Zechurcha as Pnei Hashem. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says Samach mitzvah zu the mitzvah Sholo Yishpa'om Mishalafonel. Lahor Shagam she mitzvah la'alo Sholo Yishpa'om Bashoni Re'ei as Pnei Hashem. Even though it was a mitzvah three times, he had to go up to see Hashem. And over there, everybody knows that the Mokom HaMikdash, Visham, he omed a Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Sanhedrin goes there. Kavua, established, set. Avopikain, so Limno Shoiftim. The Yisrael, Bezin Shavnei Hashem. Don't be someone that bears, and you have to make sure that the Shoyfim in your cities don't rely on the fact that there's a Sanhedrin Gedoyla that you're going to go up three times a year anyway, and you'll go over there. So says the Chaim HaKadosh. We want to maybe explain another Mahalach over here. In the Smichas of Shoyfim and Shoytrim to the parish of Shosh Regolim. We said, in all your gates, Hashem HaGanoisim L'chol L'shvotecha, V'shof to us Om Mishpat Tzedek. The Torah says to appoint judges and officers to carry out the judgments. B'chol Sharecha. What is the Torah have to emphasize? Hashem HaGanoisim L'chol L'shvotecha. What does the Torah have to tell us that the land was given to the Yisraelim? We know that that's not the necessary over here. We know the Bereshit gave us Eretz Yisrael. V'shof to us all mishpat tzedek. Loisate mishpat, loisake plam, loisikach shoichad. Torah tells us, kiach shoi yarve, eini chachon v'sarach divrei tzadikim. Make sure not to take shoichad. Make sure these dalyonim will judge emistik. And the Torah continues, Tzedek, Tzedek, too, the Mantichya, V'yorashta, Sa'or, Tosha, Hashem, Elokei, Lo Yisim, Lo. Korei the Gezah, we think there's a nice mitzvah. Appoint Shoftim, very nice mitzvah. Beautiful. Pass the tea, to move on, a beautiful mitzvah, make Shoftim, Shoftim. Says the Pasuk, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tiridoif, make sure, go after Yibes and Yofa, the Mantichya, V'yorashta, Sa'or, Tosha, Hashem, Elokei, Lo Yisim, Lo. That the mitzvah of Minoy Dayonim says, I'm quoting a Rashi here, Voisai. Kedai hu Minoy HaDayonim HaKasherim, to appoint Kasher Deke Dayonim, just the appointment, Lahach Yoises Yisrael, in order that we should live, it's a schus for life, Uloy Shivan al Admosa, and to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Kedai hu Minoy HaDayonim, an unbelievable Zahra, Voisai. The mitzvah of appointing Dayonim and having Shoiftim have Bezdin and have Mokoimus of Bezdin is enough. It's not just a nice thing, it's a beautiful thing. There'll be, the country will run properly. There will be more, there will be, you know, people won't destroy each other. There's Batidinim, people will live in peace. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, but Rashi says more. Kedai Yumina Dayonim. The establishing of Dayonim is a kibai lahach Yisus Yisrael to be goyre in life. It's a skula sigula for life, and also to remain in Eretz Yisrael, to have the source to remain in. And that's Shan the Pasuk. Tzedek the mantichya of Yorashta mantichya schus chayim life. Yorashta says, "Oh, Hashem, 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 H zchus of Yerusha is Eretz Yisrael, to stay in Eretz Yisrael, Mini Adayonim. You have to understand the gewaltig zchus of Mini Adayonim, shoyfti v'shoyti tida l'chol l'chol shoyim. In Shloa Kodesh state, another in Apiremes, with Nogea, shoyfti v'shoyti tida l'chol. Zot the Shloa, from Sechtu Rosh Hashanah, shoyfti v'shoyti tida l'chol. Individual, tida l'chol, tida l'chem. Dayanah is not for individual David, it's for all of clients. Titeim l'cha b'chol sharecha. Make judges in all your openings. Your mouth, you have seven open, the eyes, the ears, the nostrils, the mouth. Make, put shoyftim b'shoyftim l'cha, says the Shem. That everybody has to have judges by the openings of your, the ikka openings of a person's in his body. His eyes, his ears, his nose. That's the remez of Shoyf Yishol Tite L'chor. Torah is Merame is not only for Klal Yisrael, but L'chor. Every individual has to have Shoyf Yishol. What is the Maila of Shoyf Yishol Tite L'chor? I want to say a Dvarim, L'chor Pshutim, but Ma'oid, Ma'oid, L'chor Shuv, Rabbi Yisrael, especially this time of year. We're holding Chodesh Elul. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter say in the Sefer, they wrote in Sefer Musa or Yisrael, Milifdim. Originally, among Amol, there was a time called Echad Echad Ochsoi Palotus. The person would be in a tremendous sphere. It would be tremendous tenseness in the air. When it came around Chodesh Elul, there were great, old men. Remember it, that people used to faint when they used to announce. Today we have to be very careful. You don't talk about fear. It's very important not to mention to anybody about things that are fear, about death, about, you know, we don't talk about those things. We don't talk about those things. We don't talk about, you know, scary things, life and death issues. We don't like to talk about it. Because today, when in a generation, we don't like to talk about things. I always give the marshal of the guy whose mother, you know, the Rebbe was in class, and he started to talk to his students about Gehenim, and you know, the heat of Gehenim, and person dying, and you know, Kisur, things like that. That afternoon, the Rebbe gets a call. Ding, ding, ding. Rebbe gets a call from the mother of the son. How dare you scare my child like that? What do you want to put this fear? It's not the generation. One second, Rebbe. Did you lower it down? The kid in the background watching, kicking, you know, the guy being blown his head off 70 times in the computer game with blood dripping all over, and he knocks your head off 2,000 points and you blow his nostril off, just the nostril. But keep it down in the back. Please don't scare my kids. You know, he's watching who knows what in the background, murder movies and who knows what. But you can't scare them with your head in. It's crazy. What's going on over there? Keep it down. Sorry, Mom, I blew up his brain. The plane is scattered all over. 300,000 points. Don't scare my kid again. Mom is shit. It's crazy, but the mice, we can't scare with Judy, you know, with religious issues. We could blow his brain off, and Mamish could stab him in the heart. Everything's okay, but not when it comes to religious. That's what she really meant. Not about scaring my kid. But anyway, in the Lefnim, there was a seriousness. It was Achsu Palatsus. Why? Because people understood the element that we're coming to this great day. Called Rosh Hashanah. Now Rosh Hashanah also gets everybody all nervous when we talk about Rosh Hashanah. Very, very scary. Rebbe, when Sukkot's ready? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur get us all nervous, scary, long davening, miyichya, miyomus, shoifa, gets all nervous, they're schmoozing, everybody talking about the seriousness. Come on, Simchas Beis Shoeva, let's go! Where are we going for the Simchas Beis Shoeva? Where we get drunk this year, so where, last year I vomited and told the Yitzchak, I threw up all over the place. It was such a gewaltig yoma. I threw up right in the face of the chassid, knocked his strimal off. His mamish was matching with the strimal, brown and brown. Anyway, good thing I had cholent for lunch. Anyway, the kids are so much older. Beautiful matzav, unbelievable. That's what I can't wait for. Vomiting all over our Tolis Aaron, all over the place. It's just the greatest thing. You sing, you dance, get all topsy turvy, and then you throw it all up, and you go to another Simchas Beis Shehevi and drink again. That's what these had the honey year. Shoshana, Yom Kippur, scary. No one had that time. Let's move on. When is Sukkot on the calendar? But we don't realize the Bursa. Rosh Hashanah is called the Yontif. The Rambam, L'chor is Mashma, there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif. There's a Yontif, 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 Rosh Hashanah. It's a Yontif. According to many people, we have to eat meat and drink wine. That everybody's happy about. For the Maisa, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. According to Rambam, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. And everybody knows we don't say Hallel because we can't get too lightheaded. But it's a mitzvah of Simcha. It's called the Yontif. It's one of the Yontif. So how do we reconcile this in? So there's the Chinuch, Rabbi. So remember the Chinuch. The Chinuch tells us, what is this Moyeh, this Yontif of Rosh Hashanah? So the Chinuch says, U'mishor she'i mitzvah ha-Moyed hazeh. The Chinuch in mitzvah shin yud aleph. She'hi me'hashoyim me'chazdei akel al-bruov. It's one of the greatest chasodim that Hashem did is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rabbi. And if we understood it, we'd do a jig on Rosh Hashanah, not just on Tzivos Beis Shaiva, to be so happy for the Yontif. Why live Kodoysah? For Liros Ma'asem Yom Echad B'chol Shana V'Shana K'dei Shlo Yisrabu Ha'avoinos. Can you imagine we didn't have a Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi? I don't know if I would be talking to too many of us here. If there be no Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so we just pile it on, the Aveiros would pile on and wouldn't be taken care of. Now, Chas v'Chalila, the Aveiros got to a level. That's it. But one day a year, Yom Kippur also, V'yemokum l'chapara, we have a chance to do tshuva, to turn around, for Rav Chesed, V'ulon Yaishu and Avonis, Shetrichon Miruk, Hashem pays them back slowly. And through the year, he knocks it off, and a person is a murder to get Chesed. That's the Chinuch learned shots and Meredith Gechesed, how we can slowly knock off. A guy's living with 20,000 Averis. Can you imagine every year piled up? That's it. He has no schusim left. What's he going to do? So Bereshit gives Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, a time in Elul, a time to work on ourselves and to slowly knock it off. Let's get those Averis out. Let's clear it out. The house is mamish a mess. You clear it out. You make it life. But he knows after Yom Kippur, you feel cleansed. You feel Baruch Hashem. At least till Slach Lanu already, then we're doing our favors. We have to bend Slach Lanu. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, you know, the famous long divorce from Zalman's father, Chaim Leib Auerbach, he always says, what's the pshat? It makes no sense. A person on Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Yom Kippur, we go in, everybody knows the Sudas Mafsekas. It's only, take it easier, boys. It's only 24 hours without food. But the guy's eating, mama, she's eating away like he never saw Hashem Yachim, like he just left Auschwitz. He eats like six different meals, and then he quick get that watermelon in. Then by Kol Nidre, he's burping up that watermelon. Burping it up, the chazen. Nidre! The watermelon's coming out of his nose already. He ate so much watermelon. The water, he's going to throw it, you know, mama. And Lamaisa, at night, we say, Baruch Hashem, Kivoy Malchusay, Kol Ram, we're like Malachim. The guy's got a full belly. Malachim! Baruch Hashem, Kivoy Malchusay, get that burp in. Baruch Hashem, Kivoy Malchusay, Lom Voed. With all the belly filled up, like Malachim. Moitzi Yom Kippur, Rabbi, we're saying Shema, after Yom Kippur, a day of fasting, banging away Al Chetz. It's just the opposite. Unless Yom Kippur with the watermelon coming up. Oh, we should say like Baruch Hashem, Moitzi Yom Kippur. They were mamish malachim. The whole day of davening, he'll leave. The guy was saying to Tehillim, even he didn't even go to take a rest. He should be saying, the person is where his machshavah is. on the night of Yom Kippur, you might be burping up the water, but you're thinking about tomorrow, the tefillahs. Moitz Yom Kippur, you might have been here after the day, but where's your machshava? Can't wait for that orange juice. His mind is on the rugalach that he's having afterwards. He's davening shmona esrei, very geschmack. Can't wait for that cheesecake. So meir's machshava is in the cheesecake. So he's a ben adam. At night, his body might be physically full, but his mind is on the day. He's a profound lev. A person is where his mind is. But that's what Yom Kippur is all about. Rabbi said the day when we're trying. As we come out after Yom Kippur, because at the end of the day, even though our mind, we feel cleansed, we feel good, we feel like malachim. So, sof techilach amayyid gezach. The Bereshim gave us Rosh Hashanah. Bereshim should be thanked. Oh, you Bereshim, I can't wait for Rosh Hashanah. I finally be able to clean the place. Okay, the Moshe, a guy has a messy house. A couple times he cleans it out. You know how you feel if a guy, over here, we don't do it ourselves, but the cleaning guy comes in, he cleans the room. You feel like, Hashem, I can finally find my socks. Couldn't find it for 2 days. Where are they? Couldn't find even the guy in the other bed above me. There's so much piles of who knows what. But so much love, you clean it up, it's a different feeling of us. So that's what the chinam. I think it's Merum, it's the Rambam. And Merum is the Gedik in Rambam. Every time this Gedik is Merum. The Chor, the Pshah and the chinam is Merum, it's the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perakim, Yom Yechashuv, Alokha Gimel, Kishem Sheshokan, Avodah Zonim, Esfriz, Mishas, Misah. So just like when a person dies, the Shokan, Kach b'chol shana v'shana. Listen to the Rambam. Deacon around, because I hold it's emes lamita. This deacon around. Kach b'chol shana v'shana shoykun avoynes kol echo v'echo miboy ha'oilam. Im zchu yoysov b'yontov shal Rosh Hashanah. Mishin nitzatzor atzah anetam l'chan. The Rambam says with shoykun his avoynes b'yontov shal Rosh Hashanah. What does Rosh Hashanah have to say b'yontov? He should say with shoykun avoynes on Rosh Hashanah. What's the yontov shal Rosh Hashanah? The Rambam here, the Chosin, the Rambam is deserved the Chinuch. That's why it's a Yontif. That's the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. That Hashem shoyt on our voinahs, and they wiped it away. Because then we raise Hashem, we can come to a proper kapora, and we can be cleansed, Rabbi Yisrael. But I think Rabbi Yisrael said there's another aspect here, a meridic aspect. There's another aspect of here, which I want to bring about, but it's another Yisoid, I want to tie into the parasha. Which I think is so, so important, and this is what it's all about, Rosh Hashanah. This is what we have to get into the times, the boy said, and we have to think a little bit. We have to use our brains. Rosh Hashanah give you a brain to use it to think and to come to some realizations, the boy said. And I think that this time of year, besides the fact that we get kaparas avoinas, but I think there's something much more. That not much more. There's not all Rosh Hashanah, but there's another kuda, and it could be Nichlam the Rosh Hashanah also. But there's another aspect of what Rosh Hashanah is all about, why it's Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk says, Rabbi Yisai, V'lo yisikach shoichad, ki ha-shoichad ya'av ha'enei chachom v'yisal ef divrei tzaddikim. The Torah tells us this week's parasha, make sure you point judges, but make sure they're not given any shoichad, ki ha-shoichad ya'av ha'enei chachom v'yisal ef divrei tzaddikim. Shoichad has an unbelievable koyach to change and distort the mind of a person. It's a murder gazaka person. The guy could be a tzaddik yisoid olam. He could be the most fair person, the most yashurtik person. But if he's given a little bit of shoychad, in the learning Suba space, Hashem, the 13th parak, Kama Sugis of a kufay, the Gemara is saying in 105a, the Gemara is talking about Amay Roim, who were dining case, and somebody just gave him a present, a basket. They wiped. There was a mice when someone that came in and a bird came by and he shooed away the bird, and the dying said, "I don't want to do anything to you." A person has what's called shoychad. When he has shoychad, it distorts a person's mind. Rabbi Chanan takes this aspect not only to dayonim, but into our private lives. Rabbi Chanan has a tremendous kasha. Ask Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. I don't understand. You have a bar mitzvah bacha. He's 13 years old. He's just got his new Borsellino hat. It's three times the size of him. You barely can see his face. He's wearing his new hat. He barely knows anything. He just, he knows the mitzvah pshetel that he's chazed 400 times, but he still doesn't know what the word chakira means. But he says it over with an oomph. And there's a hakir in the Acharonim of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. And he argues with the Beis Lechem Yehuda. No, his father kicks him. No, that's the next show. Okay, there's no machlokas. But anyway, he tries to remember his permissive shekel, he barely knows anything. And he's sitting there at the table with everybody around with his big hat, still you can't see him. But they all come over, give him presents. And he's sitting there, and this bar mitzvah boy has new mitzvahs on him. One of the mitzvahs that he has is a mitzvah of emunah in Hashem, to believe that there's one God who created the world and runs the world, and there's no one else but him. And he's mechuyim in that mitzvah. And if he doesn't believe in it, he's an apikoyris. Now you say, oh, you know, why not? Well, the biggest philosophers, many philosophers, deep thinkers with big brains, says Rav Chanan, they had a hard time with these things, some of them. And this bar mitzvah bachur, who barely knows anything, he's mechuyev to have this mitzvah. His brain is not developed so much yet. What do you want from this kid? He has to believe in a God, one God, and he's run the world, everything. And if he doesn't, he's abikairis. He doesn't have a chayat lalam abah. What do you want for this little kid? He barely knows who Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, he can't even pronounce it. He has to believe in one God, there's no shitfis, and no one, and he's running the world. His brain doesn't work so much. He barely can figure out his mitzvah pshetel. They asked Reb Chanan, how do we mechayev this kid? When the philosophers are dealing with the biggest intricate problems, they don't understand, and this bar mitzvah boy. Secondly, Reb Chanan has a kasha. In Shema, we say every day, don't go after your hearts and don't go after your eyes. Says the Chazal, don't go after your hearts, which means don't be a min, don't be apikoris. He asks Reb Chanan, what does the heart have to do with apikoris? Apikoris in the brain. The guy is crooked, he doesn't understand. What does it do with his heart? Says Rabbi Chanan, a big yisod, Kovitz Memorial, that to believe in a God and to understand that it's one God that's running the world, created the world, is the most simplest, most littlest and simplest and basic thing that anybody, even a young bar mitzvah bachur, could understand. Just as was Yeshaya Novi said, just go out. Go out and look at the stars. Go out and look at the world. Go out and look at a tree. Go out and look at your hands. Go out and look at your brain. In a book. Go out and look a little bit around you, and it's the most simplest, basic thing. So how could it be that the biggest philosophers, they're struggling with belief in God, and they're struggling? It says, it's a foolish apostle. Bribery, shoychad, makes a person distorted. Even if you're the smartest man in the world, the highest IQ, the most deepest thinker. But if you have a problem with shoychad, you won't be able to see. He knows seeker. Says Rabbi Chana, that when a person has taivis and ritzoinus and things in his heart that he wants, and he knows that if he believes in God, he's going to have to give that up. If he believes in the real truth, if he lives in reality, he's going to have to give up his world of fantasy, his world of pleasure, that whole world that he's living in, he's going to have to give it up. So what's the way to get around that? Oh, I don't believe. He wants to go do whatever I very want. Oh, I have questions. Of course you have questions, because if you didn't have questions, you couldn't go do what you're doing now. You couldn't go live with a dog. It's a little bit of an end. You're a human being. What are you doing living with a dog? What could I do? I can't control myself. Okay, but it doesn't make sense. I can't control myself. Okay, the Seder, but there's a God. No, I have questions. Yeah, because if you didn't have questions, you couldn't do what you want to do. It's Shaykha. You want to do things, you want to eat, whatever you want to do in this world, when it's not the right thing, the way to get around is to make questions. Such as that, Rabbi Chanan, beautiful. Because it's what's controlling whether you're going to be a min abikaydes. It's your lave, your desires, that you want to live a certain way. You don't want to change. You don't want to live in reality. You want to live in your world of fantasy, of garbage, of craziness. But how can I live with guilt my whole life? Oh, I said, I don't have to live with guilt. There's no religion. Out the window. Now, no guilt. Beautiful. So the whole minus now, because comes from Levavchem, Sotra Bukhana. And that's why the Bar Mitzvah boy does understand. Because it's so simple. But the biggest philosopher who they found, these great philosophers, and they found they were doing crazy things, very immoral things, they said, oh, it's not me now, it's somebody else. He wanted to live a life of craziness. So, okay. Belief questions, but it's so simple, Rabbi says, I'm sorry, my boss, I see boss, I see my hand, I see my the whole system of a body. It's unbelievable. You think about what's going on every second. The eyes, the cameras, the ears are instruments of hearing that the most complicated. The brain is the most major computer. Who created such? Who was Boris such a Zach? Rabbi says, Pasha, there's a creator. And as a creator, he has a plan, a purpose. That's Ki Ashoichad Ya'av. The Boisai, the Yisoid of Shoiftim, the Shoiftim Tit in Lachor, why do we need Shoiftim, the Shoiftim? Is because Hashem created us Yashar. Hashem created us Yashar, says the Pasuk in Koheles. He created us straight. He created us in reality. He created us with understanding what is our tachlis, what we're here for, to see God in the most simplest way, and understand that I'm here for a purpose. I'm not here to eat potato chips. That's why I didn't come to this world to eat potato chips and drink beer. It can't be. I don't believe the Creator created such a complicated being that you should drink beer with. You want to have a side, cannot, okay. The Kodesh Bo wants to enjoy this world, but that can't be the tachlis. It can't be the tachlis to take my brain, which is so unique and so meduyik, and everything has a purpose, and take that brain and distort it by making myself drunk. It can't be. That brain is there for a tachlis. So if I think for a second in reality, avada, I'll come to understand the tachlis. The tachlis of shoyftim v'shoytrim, if I say, to judge tzedek, if I say, is because Hashem made us Yashar. And it would be Yashar, that's our tachlis for life, to live, Rabbi said. We're called Yisrael, Yashar Kel, at the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. Dayonim and Shoitrim are there, Rabbi said, to keep us in check. A person could lose his mind, he can get a little distorted, he can think his way is right. Why? Shoichad. Many times come to the Dayanim, and it's a simple, short case. What does he even believe that he's right against his neighbor? Shoichad, he wants to keep his money. Dayanim, the tachas of Dayanim, is a reality check to get a person to live in the reality of things, to understand what is yashar, what is truly straight, straightforward, and right, and real. Shoiftim, v'shoiftim, l'b'chol, v'shoiftim, Kedai Dayonim, the tachas of Dayonim of Boisa. Bechol Shurach Hashem, Hashem Elokecha, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you this land of Eretz Yisrael, why don't you give it to you? It's Yashar Kel, it's a land for Yashmas, to do the tachas of Beit, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam gives you something, it's for the tachas, why you came to this world for them. So the Meir of the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Mina Dayonim is something that's Kedai Lahachlois Es Yisrael. Because it creates Yashrus to get back to reality. Uloshivan alat Moson in Eretz Yisrael, land of Yashrus. It brings a person back to be straightforward and real and right. The pastures of Boisai, what Rosh Hashanah is a yontif, it's so harsh, Rabbi said, to get tuned into Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is a reality check. The tachlis of Rosh Hashanah of Aras the Tfilos and the San Toikev and this and everything Rabbi said. But the Chesed Sefer Yireyim and the Marsha and Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis all say that we have Malchus, Zichronis, and Shoifus. Three major brachas that constitutes the whole Shmona Esrei. That's the Shmona Esrei of Musaf. And what are they about? Metzias Hashem, reality. There's a Baruch Shalom in the world, and there's a per plan and purpose. Zichronis, Chayav Oynish, that a person is in this world to understand that there's a God and he has something that we have to do and accomplish. If we do it, we get Schar, we don't do it, it's Oynish. And the third thing is Shoifus Torah Min HaShamayim. But those are the three basis tenets of Yahadus, of Tachlis. So Rosh Hashanah, what it is, Rabbi Yisai, in its essence, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that whole time is to bring us into reality. In the case we lived the whole year that we got lost, and we totally went out of line, and we're totally far. The Persian gave such a gevaldik yontif that we go to a shul and we dive in the tefillos that put us into the reality of what we're doing in this world. That a person has to think for a second. You saw it. What did the Persian create us for? What am I doing here? Think for yourself. Whatever your name is, Shmuel Belchbaum. Persia made you. What is your tachlis? I don't think it's just the belch. What's your tachlis, Shmuel Belchbaum? You're not there just the belch. You're here for a tafkid. The Persia made you. Do something with your life. What are you doing with your life? That's what the whole Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is about. It's a reality check. It's shayftim, it's shayftim, tidin l'chob, v'shchol sh'orecha. We can get lost with a shaykhat. How many of us are living in a world of fantasy? Total fantasy. But all the technology today, the whole world of technology, is all major part of fantasy. The world of advertisement. All that world, all fantasy. And we have to get back into reality where he did. The Goyim also have to get into reality. But we have a special deal. We're Yosher Gel. We're Yisrael. We have an Eretz Yisrael. We're here to Tavatala, to be Yosher, to be straight, to be Erlich, to be real. And if a person understands this, this days of Rosh Hashanah is such v'sem simcha. You're finally getting back to who you're really supposed to be. You're finding yourself. You're finding what you're supposed to accomplish in this world. You were lost. A whole year went by, and we were involved in who knows what. And the Yitzhar making more and more fantasies about this and being that, and who knows what. And Sovishal Dover, a person ends up all lost. He doesn't know what I'm supposed to be doing, and this and that. Maybe I should go here and go there. What about Yiddishkeit? Oh, I'll fit that into the day, Rabbi. Somehow. We'll put on some tefillin before the Shkia. We'll do something. Maybe I'll say a Yashi Yotza once in a while. But I have to, you know, go make a living. And I have to go here and make money and be involved and get a house. We're not nothing wrong with making money, but nothing wrong with we're living in comfort. But you have to realize what you're created for. What's the tachlis of this? Rosh Hashanah is a day when we're reborn. So is Masha the Yerushalmi. It's a rebirth. Everybody's reborn again. It's a rebirth. So if you rebirth, you don't know what you're living for. If the Baruch Hashem is giving out life, how many times are we going to say, Rosh Hashanah, Zochreinu L'chayim, Baruch Hashem, give us life. Life, life, to life, L'chayim. We're all busy with life. The whole Rosh Hashanah is about life. When you ask for a second, the Baruch Hashem is giving me life, what am I supposed to do with that? No, it's a simple question, L'chayim. If the Baruch is giving me life, what am I doing with that life? He's going to give me another year of life. And we believe it. So the Baruch is giving out a maton of life. Shouldn't you think about what's the tachlis of life? What are you living for? What are you doing with your life? Are you accomplishing? Are you doing something with your life? The guy starts to get the reality check of himself. And then he understands that it doesn't make sense that I should be sleeping in a bed for days. I can't be that's the tachlis, to be like a bear. And in the winter months, you know, go into hibernation. It can't be that I should be sleeping so many hours during the day. I'm supposed to be accomplishment. It can't be that from Thursday night till Sunday morning, I don't do any learning. Can't be. The person every day is supposed to be kaveitim l'toyer. It can't be that I don't see a Gemara or see something from Thursday night. So I'm a machmed, a machdim from Thursday afternoon. But till Sunday morning, nothing. Yiddish guys turned off. The weekends were made for Michelob. Or whatever beer you like. But how could it be that Shabbos is finally to get even closer to Kashrus? How could the Shabbos not be an activity of understanding there's a tachlis? That's what Shabbos is all about. The 6 days of working to think about what we're here for. Instead, Shabbos becomes a party time. Party hardy. You go from this kiddush to that kiddush, you drink, and you go here, and you end up who knows where. Okay, time for Shalosh Shudas. Shalosh Shudas. It was just Friday night, just a few minutes ago. Don't seem to remember what happened. Or the other guy, Friday night, he dives off the diving board. After the Friday night shooter, the next thing he knows, what? I just went to sleep. It's Friday night. What happened? I tell you the bad news. It's Sunday morning. I didn't make up dough last night. What happened? I guess it was one shot too many. That was his Shabbos, lying like a dead piece of carcass for 27 hours straight. His roommate had to shake him up in the Sunday morning. Yankee, get out of bed! Well, the Kol Hatzala, you've been sleeping so long. But it's a reality check. We're created with a mind, with a heart, to accomplish this, to do something with our lives. Each person has a tavki. Each person is here to make Kiddush Hashem, to bring cover to the Shechina Rabbi Sai. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's why it's a Gevaldik Gigantiv. It could be living in a whole world of dimyon. The guy thought, you know, who he was, Superman. He even jumped off the roof. He has bruises. He thought he was Superman. He's doing crazy things. He's going around the world doing crazy things. This is weird. He's totally fantasizing. Rosh Hashanah is a time to get into reality, Rabbi Yisai. And if we do that, Rabbi Yisai, it can be a life changer. Because we'll be living life for the reason we're supposed to be living. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. So these are my days of El, Rabbi Yisai, is the Hachana. You walk into Rosh Hashanah and you had no Hachana, but it's very hard to get into the mood of things, Rabbi Yisai. That's why Hashem gave it the chesed, the chodesh elof. Ani l'doidi v'doididi, but Hashem loves it so much. Get in the mood, start thinking about it. We don't want to scare anybody over here. No scaring, just don't blow the guy's brains off. But no scaring, Rabbi Yisrael. No scaring, we don't scare anybody. Because it's not scary, Rabbi Yisrael. When you face up to reality, it can be a little bit scary. But if you understand and you use that understanding, the new knowledge, to improve Rabbi Yisai is the greatest thing. It's a life changer. And you start to feel unbelievable. Wow, this life is great. There's so much tach, there's so much purpose. There's so much purpose for everything we do, Rabbi Yisai. If you look at it, think about a Jew's day, Rabbi Yisai, the Baruch made so many mitzvahs. Everything we do in a mitzvah, you wake up in the morning, you come out of bed, right away, wash your hands, okay, it's time to get dressed, to go to shul. I'm not davening yet. No. Bereshit, when I get to shul, then we'll start religious. No, get up in the morning, shoes, right, left, right, boom, ba. Everything in the person. Why? Because Bereshit understands, Bereshit wants us to understand that everything has purpose. There's a world of plan and purpose. And if we understand that, we take it to heart, and we think about it, and we start to think a little bit of Bereshit, start to think of it, and be reality of Bereshit, then our lives that the Baruch Hashem gives us. First of all, it'll be a schus to have life. Because the Baruch Hashem knows we're going to use it for the right purpose. But chutz from that, the simcha of the realization that whoever I am, I have a purpose. I have something to accomplish. I have something to do in this world. And that's going to make a difference in the whole gamut of everything the Baruch Hashem gives. He's giving me a tafkid, a purpose, a job to accomplish. And if I accomplish that job, I'm the whole world's going to be a different world. It's going to be a better world if I do my daf kiddush. He started to think about these things and work on them and come to Rosh Hashanah. And he has Zachrinu L'chaim, L'mancha, L'lokimcha, for your sake, Hashem. This life that you're going to give me this year, I'm going to take this life and give it purpose. I'm going to take this life to the that you give me, and I'm going to connect to you. And the Eiz Hashem for that will be Zeicha. To see the Chesed and a good event.